Welcome back to Stupid State Stories, the podcast where we wade through the wacky, wallet-draining ways government gums up life for everyone. I'm Chuck, your guide to the goofy.
And I'm Megan. Today, we're talking about something truly terrifying. Enormous, unchecked corporations. Corporations with massive political influence, obtained via campaign contributions, lobbyists, and finely tuned propaganda machines. We're speaking, of course, of public sector unions. Chuck, when most people hear unions, they think of factory workers fighting for fair wages. But we're talking about something completely different here.
Damn right. Let's start with the worst of them all, the National Education Association. This corporate behemoth is a true monster with a staggering 3 million members. That number dwarfs Walmart's entire workforce by another half. Imagine an organization that massive, not slinging cheap socks, but clutching classrooms in a chokehold.
And the NEA isn't alone. The Service Employees International Union boasts 2 million members, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees has 1.5 million. Public sector unions aren't your grandpappy's scrappy group sticking it to the man. Public sector unions are the man, morphed into a money-munching political machine that feasts on tax dollars.
Let's break down why this is so problematic. First, the coercion factor stinks worse than a Planned Parenthood dumpster fire. When a private company negotiates with a union, both sides have skin in the game. The company needs to stay profitable or it goes under, and workers need the company to be profitable to maintain their jobs. But with public sector unions, they're negotiating with politicians using our money.
Exactly. And here's the gut punch. Taxpayers get no seat at the table. Public sector unions divvy up tax dollars like their personal piggy bank. Imagine letting a shady cousin borrow your paycheck for his yacht fantasy. Would anyone stand for that?
With no market to keep public sector unions honest, no break exists on their greed. Private unions know pushing too hard could tank a company. But government never closes shop. The state simply jacks up taxes or drowns in debt. City Hall stays open no matter the mess.
Then comes the political power play. Public sector unions don't just sign contracts, they crown kings. Unions funnel millions into campaigns, then cozy up to the very politicians they propped up. Picture playing poker after bribing the dealer and sneaking aces up your sleeve.
The cash flow reeks. The NEA alone dropped over $40 million on recent federal elections. The NEA isn't just buying politicians. The NEA rents entire parties. Then those same suits negotiate union contracts. If a private company pulled this, the feds would sniff around for corruption faster than you can say kickback.
And taxpayers keep coughing up more, always more. Public sector unions have mastered striking or slowing essential services. Cops, firefighters, schools, trash pickup, holding entire towns hostage. Kids stuck at home, garbage piling up, tough luck, pony up.
Here's what chaps my hide. Public sector unions call the process collective bargaining. But monopoly muscle describes the tactic better. When the NEA shuts down schools, parents can't shop elsewhere, and when politicians pay up, they aren't paying their money, they're paying yours.
And public sector unions brawl to keep education that way. School choice, charter schools, vouchers, anything smelling of competition gets pummeled. Public sector unions dodge competition because a free market would expose their services as overpriced as a $20 latte and half as useful. Not a full body latte either.
The hypocrisy runs richer than a union boss's pension. Public sector unions claim to champion the working class, but block working class parents from picking better schools. Public sector unions chain poor kids to failing classrooms, while union leaders own spawn skip to private academies.
Schools aren't the only issue. Remember COVID? Small businesses shuttered, private workers lost jobs, but many public sector workers pocketed full pay to Zoom from couches, or not work at all. Public sector unions locked in contracts tighter than a bank vault, so paychecks kept rolling.
Meanwhile, taxpayers, the ones footing the bill, lost jobs, businesses, and savings. But public sector unions didn't care. Public sector unions got theirs. No sweat. That's the rotten core of the public sector union racket. Zero accountability to the people paying the piper and no consequences for failure.
So, what's the fix? Kick government out of monopoly gigs, education, postal service, city utilities, privatize them, and let competition clean house.
Where privatization can't happen right away, at least cut the coercion. Scrap mandatory dues. Ditch exclusive bargaining deals. Let workers negotiate their own terms or pick their own reps. Above all, give taxpayers a real say over compensation packages.
Here's the raw truth. Public sector unions have turned into democracy's tapeworm. Public sector unions siphon tax dollars to buy politicians who hand over more tax dollars. The vicious cycle fattens union bosses and their pet politicians while fleecing everyone else.
The real losers? The folks public sector unions swear they help. Kids stuck in crummy schools, citizens stuck with subpar services from bulletproof bureaucrats, taxpayers watching towns go broke chasing unsustainable pension promises.
Time to call public sector unions what they are. Not fighters for workers' rights, but fighters for fleecing taxpayers without accountability. That's not solidarity. That's a shakedown.
That's our show, folks. Want to dig deeper? Check our show notes for links and sources. And remember, government doesn't fix monopoly power. Government is monopoly power. Until next time, keep poking at authority.
And public sector unions aren't fighting for the little guy. They're literally the largest, most corrupt corporate entity there is.